Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Hurricane Ian is aiming for Charleston, South Carolina. The National Hurricane Center says it will make landfall close by there today. Top sustained winds are at 85 miles per hour. Forecasters are warning of life-threatening storm surge. The extent of hurricane damage in Florida is still unclear. More than 2 million customers there don't have power, and images show communities flattened by Ian's might. Many flooded communities along Florida's Gulf Coast are still waiting for the water to subside. NPR's Greg Allen reports residents north of the city of Fort Myers are using kayaks and small boats to get to safety.
Northport is a town in Charlotte County with a lot of canals. Residents say when Ian hit, the storm surge flooded canals and water rushed into homes. In the Country Club Ridge development, Curtis Bowerstone's home was flooded, but he spent the day in his small fishing boat helping other people get out of their flooded homes.
I'm just saving people, just getting them out of their homes and bringing them over here. I've already dropped about 30 people off.
Later in the day, a local rescue crew arrived with two boats to help people get to safety and to take them to shelters. Power is being slowly restored here, but it's still out for most of Fort Myers and nearby communities. Greg Allen, NPR News, Northport, Florida.
The House is preparing to vote on a short-term funding bill. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports lawmakers are up against a deadline of midnight tonight to avoid a partial federal government shutdown.
The Senate passed the stopgap measure on Thursday, sending to the House a bill that would avert a partial government shutdown. The legislation also includes a fresh round of security aid for Ukraine and provides billions of dollars in funding for natural disasters. The biggest obstacle to passage was cleared earlier this week when Democratic Senator Joe Manchin gave up his request to attach a measure that would speed up the permitting process for large energy projects. Democrats also left out President Biden's request for more than $20 billion in additional funding to fight the pandemic. If the House approves the measure, it would then head to the president's desk for his signature. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will illegally annex part of Ukraine today, claiming them as Russian territory. NPR's Charles Maines reports from Moscow four Ukrainian regions are targeted.
Putin last night recognized two of these territories, Kherson and Zaporizhia, as independent. The other two, Donetsk and Luhansk, were already recognized as such by Russia back in February. So Putin's moving full steam ahead and capping it off with a party just off Red Square, where they've already put up a stage, a huge video screen, and there are banners that read Russia and these territories are now together forever.
NPR's Charles Maines reporting. Western nations are denouncing the Russian annexation as illegal and say they will never recognize it. Ukrainian officials say they'll fight to get the territory back. You're listening to NPR News. Ukrainian officials say at least 25 people have been killed by Russian missiles that bombed the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia today. The officials say the strike hit a civilian convoy delivering humanitarian aid. Inflation in countries using the euro reached 10% in September compared to the same period last year. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports from Berlin that's the highest it has ever been in the history of the common European currency.
Inflation in the 19-member eurozone climbed by more than 2% from August, spurred by rising energy prices that have soared since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. According to Germany's Federal Statistics Office, energy prices were 44% higher in September than in the same month last year, and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has laid out plans for an energy relief package worth nearly $200 billion. The latest inflation figures follow a forecast by a group of think tanks that predicted Germany, Europe's largest economy, will soon be in recession, shrinking over the second half of this year. Munich's IFO Institute said this week that inflation would likely average around 9% in the coming year. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
Police in Afghanistan's capital say a suicide bombing at an educational center today has killed at least 19 people and wounded dozens of others. The site in Kabul was a private tutoring center, and students were practicing for entrance exams. There are reports of gunfire and explosions in the capital of the West African country of Burkina Faso. Reports from the city of Ouagadougou say armed soldiers are in the streets. Burkina Faso is already being run by a military junta. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.